I don't want to lose. I want to win.
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sports Betting Weekly, sponsored by EasySportsData.com. The books use data. Shouldn't you too? And this is Easy Sports Data, like the preschoolers use. EasySportsData.com.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
I want to win.
Here we go. Money talk. Here comes
the money. You should also check out sportsbettinglessons.com. You'll learn some old tricks because sometimes how you bet is more important than who you bet. Sportsbettinglessons.com.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. I am second half Chaz. This week we're going to have some fun. We're going to be talking with Blackhawk Wes. He's covering the NHL playoffs for us. We're going to bounce down to Texas and talk to Jonathan from San Antone. He had a little tough stretch with the Major League Baseball, but he's back winning some money. And we're going to fill you in on our prop contest. In the past, as you know, we have used the CBS Sports app to do our contest. And it was similar to the Super Contest, the new Circa Contest, where you're picking against the spread. And we would pick every single team against the spread. But this year, thanks to PropMe, and we're going to give you the info for that app, you're going to be able to go online, join our Sports Betting Weekly Contest. There'll be a winner every single week. There'll be a season-long winner. We're going to keep track, give out kudos when you're good. And it's just props. There's going to be 10 different props every week. So we're really excited about that. And we've got two weeks that we're going to be doing some practice in. We'll take off for Labor Day, and then we'll start up with NFL Week 1. So now we're going to go out to Blackhawk West. Now, Blackhawk West, they've gone through everything, and right now these are best of seven series, and we're in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
I can't complain. As it sits right now, I'm either going to be 4-2 or 5-1 for the first round play. So, plus there's a lot of games in between. It was a good first round.
Nothing wrong with that. So let's talk about the first round. They did that little kind of mini play-in thing, and then they did their seedings, and now it's just a pure Stanley Cup playoff, right?
Yeah, so what they're in right now, I guess you could call it the conference semi. This is what would be the true second round of the playoffs, and then we're going to be down to four teams in the East and four teams in the West.
All right, so let's look back at since we spoke last week. Give us one bet that you're kind of kicking yourself that you didn't make last week, that in the back of your mind every time you see the team or you see the scores from the first few games that you're kicking yourself.
Well, you know, we have talked last. It's hard to pick game to game. It is. The series are a little bit easier to see, but we had talked a little bit about the in-game bets and what happens when goals are scored early or, you know, they don't score in the first few minutes. And the one that stands out to me at the most, and it was a +135 payoff on the under. You know, I watch every second of the Blackhawks and Vegas game, and it was this most recent one. There were three goals in the first period, and the over-under went to 8. And I said, there's no way they're scoring over 8 goals in this game. And I should have taken the under, and I didn't. And, you know, it was a good opportunity, and I preach live game betting all the time, and I just was sleeping on that one.
Well, you know, it's hard because you've got to see it, and then you got to pull the trigger.
Yep, sure do.
And, you know, pulling the trigger is, people don't realize, it's easy to talk about it after the fact. Pulling the trigger is what separates a winning day and a losing day.
Yeah, well, and I guess I should say I was wrong about the Boston Bruins. And so if I could have a mulligan or take one back that I played, that would be the one. I was sure wrong about the Boston Bruins.
Well, and when you have a team that's the best team all year, and then they have basically three games to prove that, stuff happens.
Yep. And, you know, they had the first three games of this series, actually game 2, 3, and 4, they were without their top goal scorer, who is actually a top goal scorer in the league. You get Pasternak back, and now you just added 48 goals to their lineup. So going forward, it's going to be interesting. And now, of course, there's different matchups. So I'm actually coming full 180 on Boston, because they're going to end up matched up against Philly, and I think they're going to beat Philly. So I got Boston actually going to the conference finals.
Now, Boston also had their starting goalie decide he wanted out, right?
They did, and you know what? I don't know that that's a downgrade. Their backup goalie, a lot of teams in the league play goalie by committee, kind of like the NFL does running back by committee. But Yaroslav Halak was their backup goalie, and he would be a number one on most teams. So they're not going to miss a beat with him in goal. He's got playoff experience. He is a great goalie, so they're not going to miss anything by having him in.
Well, he hasn't lost a game since he took over.
I mean, of course, it helps, and you know, you and I were talking quite a bit about the shot differential. I mean, it helps that Boston has outshot Carolina 267 to 216. You can't score if you don't shoot, and you're certainly going to give up goals if you let them shoot.
Yeah, I think that was the biggest difference in watching the later games than last week is teams are getting their power plays look a little better. They look a little more crisp because there was some really ugly hockey there for about 2 or 3 days.
There was, and I think that has to do with matchup. You know, the matchups changed. The teams that advanced into the first official round, they're going against better competition, and I think that you're going to see the hockey clean itself up a little bit in this next round because now it's a different level of competition. You know, there's 11 and a 12 seed team. You know, Chicago was 12, Phoenix was 11, and Montreal was number 12, and they all made it into the playoffs. You know, you got that out, and we're pretty close to chalk right now.
So now the best teams are the best teams.
The best teams are the best teams. I mean, minus, you know, the Islanders. The Islanders are a 6 seed. But, you know, outside of that, if you look at the West, Tampa, Colorado, I mean, these are the top two teams. Vegas, these are 1-2. I think all the ones and twos are in, you know, so we're close to chalk. These are the teams that belong.
Yeah, we talked about that with last year with the Blues, how, you know, they kind of fell into it when the top seeds lost. But you can only play who you play.
All
right, so we've got, you know, we're starting our prop contest. Now, in the past, we've done the NFL against the spread CBS contest, but we're going to go with PropMe this year. They do props. We're going to be actually creating our own props. It's going to be 10 props a weekend. It's going to be 100% focus on the NFL. However, we're doing a couple test runs these first 2 weekends just to let everybody that is in our old CBS pool move over, kind of figure out the app and have a couple practice runs. And then we're going to do some weekly prizes. But the reason I bring it up is when we went for this weekend, there were no series in hockey that we could really put on the props because they could all be done by the time Saturday and Sunday roll around.
Well, that's true. And they will be. I think that the latest game 7 would happen. And actually, I think the only game 7 that's going to happen is the one between Calgary and Dallas. And I think that takes place on Saturday.
With all those teams left, and we pretty much know all but one or two of them, who is the one team you think will win the Stanley Cup this year and why?
So I'm staying with Colorado. I still believe that it'll either be Colorado or Vegas in the West, but I'm going with Colorado. I think that the start of this next series is going to be slower for them because they're not going to hang 7 goals against Dallas or St. Louis. I mean, they're just not. That's not going to happen. They played against a Phoenix team or Arizona team, whatever we're calling them. They just broke them. I mean, they broke them inside of 2 games, and you know that's just kind of how that one went. But I still think it's Colorado. Colorado has 3 out of the top 5 goal/point statistics. I mean, they got the 3 best players statistically in hockey right now. They're getting good goaltending, and Colorado's out shooting their opponents 298 to 193. I mean, you don't need to go any further than that.
All right, man. Well, have a safe trip. Enjoy your time in Keystone, Colorado. Is that where you're going to be?
Keystone, Colorado.
And also, don't forget, check out the PropMe props. We're going to be practicing for a couple weeks. Because hockey's kind of ending, it's going to be mostly NBA and a little MLB. And we'll talk to you next time.
All right. Happy ticket cashing.
And we do cash a lot of tickets. If you've watched any of the NHL playoffs, you've seen some of those goal spurts where it'll go from 3-1, and then the next thing you know, it's 5-3. That live action is pretty exciting. And we've had some plays where we've won very quickly. I mean, 4 or 5 minutes after we make the wager, we're cashing a ticket. When we get back from break, we're going to be going out to Jonathan from San Antonio. You're listening to Sports
Betting Weekly.
Could this be a trap?
I always think everything could be a trap, which is why I'm still alive.
However, the amount is 50 florins.
Well, that's all we got.
Yes, and if we had 60, the bet would be 60.
That's been a mistake. Give me my money back. No.
Are you using JoinUWager.com? When you win, your book should pay you fast, and JoinUWager.com does. It's as simple as that. Need a new book? Check out JoinUWager.com. Live action is the best way to win, and JoinJazzSports.com has the most lines. You'll have tons of team totals, first quarter parlays too. Jazz is offering things that other books won't. If you want more options to win, use Jazz Sports. JoinJazzSports.com.
Sports Betting Weekly.
You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am second half Chaz, and if you missed Wes, Blackhawk Wes, talking hockey, yeah, you really need to go back and listen to that. He's done very, very well. Live action has been really, really good in hockey. But a lot of the series ended up playing out the way they were. Now, when you're dealing with minus 235 action, I always tell people, yeah, if you're minus 235, you're supposed to win. But if you win in 4 days, then you're not tying my money up for that long. And there's nothing wrong with taking a minus 235 in UFC or taking a minus 235 in baseball, because occasionally they do lose, but most times they win. And that's a perfect segue. Let's head out to Jonathan. Jonathan, baseball's been pretty exciting.
It's been pretty exciting, and it's been pretty frustrating on one sense. It's last week. I mean, it's been an up and down roller coaster. I'm back in the black. I actually went down about 7 units on the year. I had a 2 week like just could not win a ball game, and then I'm now up 7 units in the last week. So I took off 14 units.
There has been a lot of weird, and now we have talked about it, when you're dealing with teams giving up big runs, that also falls into that live action. But what I'm looking at, when I look at live action in baseball now, I'm trying to find, I got a couple books I use, I'm trying to find one that has multiple lines. So it isn't, okay, my team is down 7-0. I like them. They were minus 157. The starting pitcher never got out of the first inning. And now it's the third inning and it's 7-1. I'm looking to get maybe 2.5, 3.5 runs. And then I might bet them to win because I'm getting 9-1 for my $10, you know? But I'm also looking for them to keep it close. And really, for me, it just makes the last inning exciting, because in the bottom of the ninth, if you're down 4 runs and you're getting 3.5, a solo home run means nothing to the pitcher, but it means a lot to the bettor.
Yeah, it means a lot to the bettor. And I had a couple bets last week that I would just I'm still thinking about. Yes, I'm still thinking about it.
Well, that was my question. I asked Blackhawk West, and I'll ask you the same thing. Name the one bet last week that you're still thinking about.
I got two of them that are just freaking doozies, okay? I took the Giants against the Oakland Athletics. They're up 5 runs in the ninth inning. They gave up a leadoff. Who cares, okay? Who cares? I'm up 7-3. We're good to go. They give up the grand slam. They go to extras, and they lose their extras. I thought the value was loaded. I think I had them at, like, plus 195. I was looking solid. I even told my buddy, I'm like, bro, you got to bet this game. Like, this, and he ends up putting a nice chunk of change on it. He's excited, and then we lose. I was like, man, just a bad beat that went around. Like, they should not have lost that game. So the next day, I'm looking at games. I do it every day. And I'm like, you know what? I think the Giants are still loaded with value. They seem that they could win this game. So now they're up 4 runs, you know, and they're up 4 runs in the ninth inning. and never thought that would happen. Or they're up three runs, I think, in the ninth inning, something like that. Yeah, they're up three runs in the ninth. And they lose the game because they give up four in the ninth inning. And back-to-back up by a combined nine runs, I lost a plus 190 and a plus 180. I could not believe it. I was like, there's no way they lose it twice in a row. And put out the same pitcher who might have had the worst stretch of closing pitching in the history of baseball to get out there and give up, you know, nine runs in two innings, three home runs, including a grand slam. It was a bad couple of days, Chad.
Well, if it was one of those seven-inning games.
Yeah, it was one of those seven-inning games, we're good to go, you know?
Well, and like we talk about, teams that are plus anything, or teams that are getting points when we start talking football in a few weeks, they're getting points for a reason. So you can't really complain when they do bad things because they're not supposed to win. That's why they're plus 1,100.
And that's it. And that's what I said. You're at the end of the day, there's a reason why you're going to get bad pitching. You're going to get guys that, yeah, maybe the starter is great, but then the back end bullpen can't, you know, the Mets, great example. Mets have a great Jacob DeGrom get to the bullpen in anybody's life, you know, but anything can happen. And there's a reason why you're going to get the value you're going to get.
All right, so now we're looking at baseball, and we're not, by the end of next week, by the time we talk again, they'll be about halfway through this 60 games. So there are teams now that are showing their playoff percentage chances to the right and on ESPN or MLB, wherever I saw it, and it's very, very, very low, and there's others that are very, very high. But as of today, who do you think is going to win the World Series and why?
I got a couple teams that I think that nobody's really talking about. Everybody's talking about the Dodgers and their run differential. They're plus 68 or 69 on the run differential, which is like, I mean, I think that's got to be approaching some type of history when you're talking about run differential.
It's 20-some games.
Yeah.
It's three runs a game, exactly.
They're approaching kind of, you know, it's shortened season. And then we have, you know, we also obviously have the Yankees. Everybody's talking about the Yankees. Problem with the Yankees is they can't stay healthy. It seems like Aaron Judge is battling injuries every year. DJ LeMay, who's battled some injuries the last couple of years, and he's also hurt right now. So they just can't stay healthy. When I'm looking at who I think can win right now, you give me a seven-game series right now, World Series, I think it'd be hard. I'd be hard to pass over the Rays. I think the Rays are one of the best teams in baseball. I think they kind of start off slow with their hitting, but they got a couple guys that are hitting back up in the high 280s, low 300s. They got a good pitching staff. I think Castillo's one of their best closers, one of the best closers in the game. I think, or not closers, but bullpen guys. And I think they have a real opportunity, and you're probably going to get some good value on them, even though that they're leading the division, just because it's the Rays and they got to play the Yankees, and Yankees are going to get that money. The other thing you got to look at is the Cubs. Cubs are, at one point, were quietly have the best record in the league. And nobody really talks about the Cubs, but they also have good starting pitching. I don't think they have any guys that are, like, super dominant, I will say. I think that they have what I call, they have three to four good guys. And in the playoffs, good guys that have playoff experience, I think they're going to be a tough out coming into the playoffs. And they got guys, of course, that can hit. And then, of course, my last team that I think you got to take a chance with is the Oakland Athletics. I think they've been a team that's been out all year, been down all year, and they come back every single time. They're a team that you could be up 5-4, three runs. They will come back. They do have the most comebacks in the league this year. So I think they're going to be in a position where they might be down a couple runs. They're not going to be too hard pressed to like not think they can come back. Also have good starting pitching. I think they got one or two guys that in their rotations, not the best. But I think that the bullpen's pretty stout. So I think those three teams are teams that you're going to get the best of value. You don't have any value betting on the Dodgers. You don't have any value betting on the Yankees. You want to look at teams that have a chance to win, and you're going to get the best bang for your buck. So those three teams, in my opinion, are all going to be playoff teams. So you're going to be live if you bet them all. And then all going to have a chance to win a World Series.
Well, if we go back and listen to the show a few weeks ago, I want to think it was maybe Miami was off to a hot start. And one of the things you said was, look at Tampa and their record. And their record was well under 500 at that point, I think. And you said, yeah, that's not, they're a much better team. If you bet them ever since then, you're up money.
You're up big money.
So before we let you go, I want to give you an update. So when we talked and you mentioned Tampa Bay is not a 5-7 team, they were 5-7 in their last 12 games. They're 11-1.
Yeah.
Not one time were they over -160. Not one.
And then that's the thing too. If you look, I mean, they played the Yankees, right? And I think one game against the Yankees, they're minus. I think yesterday they were minus one. I want to say yesterday they're -140.
No. The first game they were dogs. The last two with Cole. They beat Cole and they beat Pax,
yeah.
And they were favorites the first game. They were dogs the last two, 155, and yesterday they were +126.
Oh, they were plus yesterday. Okay, yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, you're getting great value on them. You're probably going to get good value on them. Who are they playing now? Maybe I saw it the wrong way. Oh, you're going to get, they're playing the Blue Jays, and the Blue Jays are kind of hot too right now, so. It's gonna be, you know, they swept the Orioles, they got two against the Phillies yesterday, so they're a 5 in a row. You might get some good value going either way on that series. I mean,
then that's the beauty of it. If you got a team that you like and they're normally -180, but they're playing a good team and now you're getting for -145, that's $35 of your money.
Yeah, and I mean, you just have to look for the opportunities.
All right, man. As always, we appreciate your help, your time, and we'll talk soon.
Yeah, Jonathan sure does know his baseball. Of course, he gives us a lot of winners. We've known him for years now with the show, and he just is a very, very good handicapper. So remember, check out sportsbettinglessons.com. You can sign up for our sports data, our easy sports data. Check out Prop Me for our contest. We're going to put it on social media Saturday morning. It'll go off Saturday afternoon, Saturday and Sunday. 10 props, and we're looking forward to the NFL season. You've been listening to Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second Half Chaz. Always be cashing.